My name is Raghu. I'm a design consultant. I work with a unit called Auroville Consulting, which just started up.
My name is Martin. I'm also working with Auroville Consulting.
Yeah, I'm Vimal, and I'm also working in Auroville Consulting.
Okay, so what is the Auroville Green Portal about? What is it?
It's about, basically, we try to provide a certain structure where we can show the work that has been done in Auroville in the areas of sustainability, or we call it green practices. And that means if we talk about the areas of sustainability, we have defined it in certain categories like forest and agro, or water, waste, outreach, habitat. So we are trying to showcase the excellent work that has been done in Auroville over the 40 years in those areas.
So how did this idea came up?
Okay, I mean, there are several things. For example, a couple of years ago, the IAC, the International Advisory Council of Auroville, they suggested that Auroville should be sharing the work we do more with the world. And that caught my eye. We're not sharing enough of that. And later, Martin was putting a seminar for a course last year for Living Roots program. And there he had all the list of the speakers. He's doing one talk, 1 week kind of a thing. And we looked at all of them and said, hey, there's an interesting topic and there are a whole bunch of people together. So why don't we get all the information and put some resource out of that? I think that's how the project idea started, over a cup of coffee one Saturday evening in La Terrasse. And Monday we sent the proposal out for funding. And Stick Thing Desire funded us this project from the proposal.
How many people were working at this project?
I mean, I would say we had a core group, which is six people. And then people coming and helping us out with different issues we had. So, yeah, 6 to 8 people. It took us 4 months to come to the stage where it's now. Now we are at the beta version. So I assume it will take us another month to really launch it.
So can you explain a little bit the homepage itself, how it is structured, what can I see, and give some examples, what is on this homepage?
On the homepage, actually, it's all the categories which we're talking about, which is coming under like forest, food, which is called agro, and water, habitat, waste and outreach. It's categorized, and if you go in the first page, you have all this category where you can go in and you can get the details of each of them and the people. So, and on the right side, you have the expertise of all these categories who are working on, and also you have the opportunities for students or other people from outside to see where they could fit in or they want to come on work. So, and on the left side, you have a lot of tag clouds where you can just click on any category which you want to see. So that's the whole thing of the front page, whatever it is.
For whom is the website constructed? Who shall visit it and who shall read it?
We have sort of two broad audiences. The first audience is we're looking at specialist people, students, young professionals, other people with experience who are involved in the area of sustainability anywhere in the world. These people who want to know what's happening at Auroville so that they can come and join our projects here to work with us. That's one set of group. The second set of group is organizations like NGOs or government agencies or donors and so on, who want to identify other groups who are working in this area so they can have partnerships and exchange of information and so on.
So is the content closed, like finished now, or do you want to add more content to the homepage too?
It's conceived to be a dynamic and a living website. That means the content we have now ideally is only a temporary content which goes in the archives. So that also means we have to assure there is a constant flow of new content into the website. And in order to get it, we need the collaboration of content providers. That means all the experts in Auroville and the units working in those fields. Plus we have to, and we're working on that, to have a certain structure in place that there's always at least one or two people working on updating the portal.
What comes next now?
We're looking at making new kind of portals. Auroville has many areas of work. This is one of the, I would say, sustainability area where there's a lot of advanced work, I would say. A lot of people are working in this area, very active, the many people in it. The next area we're looking at is an educational research portal. SIRE has many schools here, which are for Aurovillians as well as for outside villages. A lot of teachers and researchers are working in the area of new kind of integral education models. So we would like to capture some of that and make that information available for the world. Work by our teachers and researchers in various schools. That's one. It's called Auroville Educational Portal. And another area is for the Auroville Arts and Culture. We have a lot of artists, musicians, theater people working in the area. They produce a lot of programs. So again, for people who are not in Auroville, if they can get an experience of these programs by looking at the reviews, by seeing some of the clips and so on. So that's one. And the third one is about Auroville Village Action, various kind of outreach programs that we have to the nearby villages. There's a lot of work going on there. That also we would like to make that available to the world. And so these kind of things are to be funded by donors. Based on that, we will be able to do that. In the sense, they can't be self-supporting. The other set of portals which can be supported by units and so on. For example, in Auroville Architects and Construction Portal, where we can have information about various building materials and techniques which are used by architects, by constructors and so on. Even the world can use this technique somewhere else. And that sort of things can be funded by the commercial units or by so and so. So that is a bit far ahead. But we are looking at essentially educational research, arts and culture and outreach as a priority areas.
So new portals. And I heard that there's a seminar coming up. What is about that?
So this is, as I said in the beginning, there's two kinds of groups. One is for the people who want to come and work with us. And the second group is who want to partner with us in the projects. There's another group which is particularly the practitioners in the industry. Companies, organizations, project developers who are building green buildings or campuses and so on and so forth, who would want to put into practice some of the things we developed in Auroville. So this conference is primarily meant for that, middle managers and senior managers at companies and project developers, consultants, architects and so on. So we're inviting them for a three-day conference here where our 30 Auroville experts will talk about various solutions that have been developed and put into practice in Auroville in the last several decades, as well as give them a tour of these installations so that they go back with inspiration, because this is one of the very unique places where we have integrated solutions in all these areas of water, waste, architecture, energy put into place. So they go back with inspiration of these, as well as carry some of the solutions as the projects from Auroville into their own projects. So that is happening in end of August. It's called Auroville Green Practices Seminar.